This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland has started making campaign appearances for the Biden-Harris ticket. She spent part of last weekend at events in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach of Station WUWM reports.
Cabinet secretaries and many other federal employees have to be careful about engaging in political campaigning. So a Biden-Harris press release announcing Haaland's four stops in Wisconsin referred to her as the Honorable Deb Haaland. And here's how Haaland introduced herself at a Democratic Party headquarters in the city of Sheboygan.
I will just reiterate the fact that I'm here in my personal capacity. Everybody here can call me Deb. Leave off the title, please.
Haaland spoke for about 12 minutes, praising the work of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Then she turned her remarks to the record of former president and likely 2024 GOP nominee Donald Trump.
Remember going to sleep each night with a pit in your stomach, wondering what you were going to wake up to the next morning, or which world leader he'd pick a fight with next.
At earlier stops in Green Bay and Shawnee, Haaland spoke to audiences that included many members of the Oneida and Menominee Nations. Gracie Waukeshon is a student at the Menominee College and is an enrolled member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Waukeshon introduced Haaland at the Shawnee event and says the Interior Secretary is a big plus in tribal areas.
To have a Native person in cabinet and to travel across Wisconsin as a surrogate for President Biden, it is not only effective, but it gets a positive response. And we really love her up in Menominee County.
Waukeshon is getting ready to vote in her first presidential election. President Biden will need all the help he can get in Wisconsin. He only won the state by about 20,000 votes 4 years ago, and polls show him in a tight race with Trump this year. A Biden campaign official says Deb Haaland is planning to do more campaign stops around the U.S. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Kornbach.
Tribal leaders came to the Colorado Capitol recently for Ute Day, highlighting the Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute tribes. They called on lawmakers to follow through with promises made last year. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The tribe's leaders addressed a joint session of the legislature. They praised the state government's tribal engagement efforts, but said more needs to be done. Southern Ute Chairman Melvin J. Baker said the tribes have not been given equal access to sports betting, even though it was legalized statewide 4 years ago. He said tribal leaders met with Governor Jared Polis about this last year.
He assured us that one of the priorities would be to visit the tribe and to resolve this issue. Enough is enough. We are tired of broken promises.
Baker and Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart also called for more state support around health care, education, and water rights. I'm Lucas Brady Woods at the state capitol.
U.S. Senator Brian Schatz spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday to highlight $1.3 billion in federal funding for Native housing programs. It's part of a six-bill appropriations package signed into law last week.
The historic funding is a very, very big deal. It means that they can build more affordable housing, provide rental assistance, and get electricity and plumbing into their homes.
Schatz, who chairs the Indian Affairs Committee and Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development, says there's also new federal funding for tribal transportation.